Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think we're looking around the four-inning, 65-pitch area. Feels about right. Yeah, about that.
How about Matt Waldron? What has he been up to?
He's starting to play some real aggressive catch, starting to see a little bit more chance to get to see some hitters, and him and Hoeing are, you know, working towards a good area where they're, you know, getting closer. What closer looks like, it just means they're progressing every day in their progression.
Dennis Lynn with the...
That was Jeff Sanders.
Was that Jeff?
Yes.
Sound a little Dennis. All right, Jeff with a good question. I like it, Jeff.
He goes, what's Matt Waldron doing?
What the hell's Matt Waldron up to these days? I like that. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. A little update there for you. Darvish, Waldron, Padres pitchers on the mend. 5:03 is the time, and we head into our happy hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball is back, and so is swim season. Call now, mention the word radio. You get yourself a free month of pool service. Crisello, Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco, and getting ready for the broadcast. He and Jesse will have it for you in a little bit. Sam Levitt is before that with the Padre pregame show. A couple quick things. This is a potpourri segment, Scrab.
Okay.
Potpourri. And then we have the Scraby segment to close out the show. So who knows
who knows where
Scraby will take us.
I got a lot.
I'm going to take us a few different places here. Cleveland 48, Indiana 37, second quarter. First, the update there on the NBA playoff game. Padre lineup tonight. We gave it to you earlier. Gavin Sheets jumps up to the number 5 spot behind Jackson Merrill. Xander Bogaerts falls to number 6. Jason Hayward's in there tonight against the right-handed pitching Jose Soriano. Dylan Cease for the Padres tonight. How's this, Scrabe?
What?
According to Fabian Ardaya of The Athletic, Dave Roberts saying today...
What does he want?
No, Dave Roberts saying today that right-hander Roky Sasaki reported some arm soreness after his most recent start. Team is still figuring out whether it is going to require a stint on the IL. I know you're... None of us in San Diego, with taking the personal part out of it, because you don't want to ill will...
No, I don't want him to get hurt.
...the kid himself.
No.
But none of us are rooting for Roky Sasaki down here.
No.
And we have no... You know, we don't feel sorry at all for what the Dodgers are dealing with. He's been struggled. His ERA's at 4.5. They've thought of sending him to the minors. They haven't been able to do that because they got too many other injuries. He can't figure it out. I think he's pitched one good game all year.
Yeah.
Everything else has been 4 or 5 innings and out. And now he's hurting.
That's
And the fastball, you know, they said he's not throwing with the same velocity he did in Japan. And, you know, the Dodgers haven't yet fixed that.
I've also, I was reading a lot about this last night, or this morning, Chris, because you know me and, and Roki Sasaki.
No, you're rooting against him like I am.
Mark Pryor, the pitching coach for the Dodgers, said that his fastball velocity is down because they wanted to dial it back a bit so that he can get more control on his pitches.
Okay.
And so, and with that, they're also thinking, not the Dodgers, but the people who I was reading, they're thinking that there may be some arm injury for Roki Sasaki, because we know that before he came here, there was a doctor in Japan that recommended he get Tommy John surgery, and he didn't want to do it. And so there's a possibility of that. I'm not saying that's the case at all. And yeah, we don't want him to get hurt. I like to cheer against him when he's pitching.
No, I don't want him to get hurt in terms of the actual pain that he'll feel being hurt. But if he gets hurt and misses like the rest of the season, wouldn't break my heart. Sorry.
No.
You know, you had your, you know, we wanted you. We laid out, rolled out the red carpet and everything for you.
I talked you about spurned, you, Roki, every night.
You spurned us, and that's how we feel, spurned.
So, fair weather idiot.
I mean, you know, I'm being mean right now, so I don't mean to be. But my point is we're not going to feel sorry for anything that happens right now with Roki Sasaki.
No.
You know?
It makes me...
You know, I think it's a good lesson for all of us to learn. Be careful what you wish for. Here's another one. The big story of the day, if you just tuned in, you just got out of work. Pete Rose, along with Shoeless Joe Jackson, paid way back in the day. But Pete Rose has been reinstated by a commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Yes.
And Pete has been reinstated to the eligible list now. So, conceivably, Pete Rose could go into the Hall of Fame. Whether or not that will still happen is much too early to tell. Pete Rose has been out of the game for a lot longer than 15 years, and there is a committee for that. And that committee next meets in December of 2027. So Pete and his family, or his family, I guess, not Pete himself, but they'll have to wait at least that long unless the committee comes up with a special hearing. Here's, you know, so look, the lifetime ban is over, right?
It's called a lifetime ban.
That's what we kind of said at the time. His lifetime has ended. Rob Manfred ruled that to be the case. That was his reasoning today after hearing arguments from Pete Rose's lawyers and people that have been on Pete's behalf. Rob Manfred has come around to that point of view. Whether you agree with it or not, that is the story. But here's the thing that I caught my eye. Here's how the world has changed. I just told Scraby this story, and I got to pass it along to you. Along with Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, who you've heard of, there are many other baseball players who in the past, for one reason or another, were kicked out of baseball. All right? We don't know a lot of these guys, but they were all reinstated as well today.
Wow. All right? Just a sweeping reinstatement.
Exactly. Well, that's only fair. Rob Manfred couldn't say, well, I'll let Pete Rose back in, but all the rest of the guys who have died can't come back in.
I mean, I don't know his numbers. Was he really great?
Fourth leading average hitter in the history of the game. Okay. 346.
All right.
He belongs if he wasn't involved in the Black Sox scandal.
Okay.
All right. But here's a couple guys that wouldn't belong either way, but they were reinstated anyway. One of them is former Dodger pitcher by the name of Phil Douglas. Phil Douglas was kicked out of baseball by Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the first commissioner of the sport.
I'm sorry, what?
The guy's name was Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Names are so much better back
then. The glory
then.
Days of names,
I know,
right?
I know.
1922, kicked Phil Douglas out of baseball. Douglas pitched for the Dodgers and the Giants. In 1922, Douglas, who was a spitballer, and in those days, the spitball was still legal. All right,
So explain it.
How do you throw the spitball?
No, I mean, do you spit on the ball or you spit in your hand? What did it do?
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
I'm going to look
this
up while you're talking.
Yeah, I don't know enough, but Douglas was able to throw the spitballer, and he was leading the National League in ERA with the New York Giants, 1922, when his career spiraled out of control. How bad did it spiral, you ask? Well, after a bad start against the Pittsburgh Pirates one day at the Polo Grounds, Phil Douglas got drunk was arrested and was thrown in a sanitarium.
What?
Thrown in a sanitarium.
Yeah, I heard you, but that's crazy.
He was so, I guess, outlandish when he was arrested. They tossed him in the sanitarium. He was chastised and fined by Giants manager John McGraw for his conduct. Douglas, in return, sent a letter to the St. Louis Cardinals saying that he would, implying in the letter, that he would rather start to throw games than to help his own manager, McGraw, win the pennant because his own manager fined him. Later that month, Kennesaw Judge Landis ruled that that letter saying that he would throw games was enough to prompt Landis, the commissioner, to kick Douglas out of baseball for good.
Dang.
That's the story of Phil Douglas. I don't think I care about the guy Phil Douglas, but that story is a crazy one.
That is a crazy one.
Yeah, that one's nuts.
That is extremely nuts.
I love that one.
That, like, yeah, that is weird.
How wacky and out of control was he acting, drunk, arrested, and thrown in a sanitarium?
What year is this again?
1922.
Okay, a little
that's
different
why.
World.
That's why.
That's why. That's so. Why. They thought the sanitarium was just like the cure-all for everything.
Well, didn't work for Phil.
That's
anyway,
wild.
For all of you veteran voters that are still out there, Phil Douglas now eligible if you'd like to stick him into the Hall of Fame. He has been reinstated along with Pete Rose.
I have some information on the spitball.
All right, give me that when we come back.
Okay.
Indiana, by the way, closing the gap quickly on Cleveland. We'll keep you up to date on the NBA playoff game. And it is the Scraby segment. So don't go anywhere after traffic.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get one score in here, because this is weird. Cleveland leads Indiana at halftime 56-52, but here's the interesting thing. Based on everything we've seen in the NBA playoffs this year, Indiana's 8 for 20 on threes, 40%. Cleveland is 1 for 11, 9%. Yet, Cleveland is winning. We'll see if that holds up. Cavaliers must win to keep their season alive.
They must win.
Yes, they must. This is where, you know, when you say, is this a must win? Yeah, this actually is Cleveland.
That is pretty funny.
All right, go ahead, Scrabe. What do you have on the Scraby segment today?
Okay, so the Scraby. Oh, you know what? I forgot my music. We haven't had a Scraby segment in such a long time that I need to get that together.
You always have really good Scraby segments. Music, anyway.
Sorry, I got lost in the music for a second.
John Williams sounds like Star Wars music to me.
Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah.
I listen to soundtracks. May the
Force be with you, Scrape.
Oh, yes.
On this
may
segment.
The Force be with you, too, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Yoda.
That was kind of good for me just making a noise.
Was that actually a Yoda noise? It sounded more like a Chewie noise.
Never mind. I'm going to stop right now. Okay. I can't do my Patrick Mahomes voice right now. All right. Spitball. Did you know Gaylord Perry threw the spitball throughout his career?
Major spitball guy.
Yes.
Got fined and suspended for it. Umpires used to look for it on his body every game he pitched, and he used to keep moving it around to keep trying to mess with the umpires. It was it was a comical thing late in his career.
So I guess you use a foreign substance such as saliva or Vaseline.
Vaseline,
and it alters the wind resistance and weight on one side of the ball, causing it to move in an atypical manner. So it sounds like it's like kind of like a knuckleball a little bit.
It normally moves away from where the saliva or spit is.
That's
so if
so
you put
weird
the spit on
me.
This side, you know, if you're holding the, I don't have a baseball here, but if you're holding the ball and the saliva is over here, the ball will go that way, away from the saliva or the Vaseline. Anyway, not many guys could throw it, but it was outlawed because it was a pretty hard pitch to hit. And but Gaylord Perry, he used to sit there for 20 minutes before each pitch and touch his hat and his ears and his and it just drive everybody. People thought he was throwing a spitball even when he wasn't.
Really?
It was part of his allure.
That is that makes me think less of Gaylord Perry for some reason.
Gaylord
it was illegal.
He won 300 games.
And we know why now.
Well,
he threw an illegal pitch.
We knew why when he was doing it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not like we learned it afterwards.
All right, so this came out this morning. Now, the schedule for the NFL is set to be released tomorrow for all the teams.
Yes, it is.
And Adam Schefter tweeted out a graphic that has all of the miles that these teams are going to travel throughout their season.
Because we know who they're playing, we just don't know when the games
actually
are being played.
Can you guess who is traveling the most?
Well, no, but I mean, yes.
I can guess.
I don't think you did.
Oh, okay.
It's usually the Seahawks because they're so far in the Northwest. Or it's the Buccaneers or Dolphins because they're so far in the Southeast. So I'll guess one of those.
All right. You are Seattle's number three.
Okay.
They're going to be traveling 31,302 miles.
They go a
miles.
Long way every year.
Now, the Chargers are by far and away the team that travels the most.
Oh, because they got a Europe game.
Brazil.
Oh, Brazil, yeah. Okay, that's why the Chargers.
So they're traveling 37,086 miles. The Rams are second, and they're traveling 34,832 miles.
Okay.
Now, the team that's traveling the least, and I do think this is unfair.
But what can you do?
Make them play away games further away from home.
What are you talking about?
The Chargers are traveling 37,000 miles. The Bengals are traveling 8,753.
But Cincinnati's in the middle of the country. Of course, it's closer to the East Coast.
I understand
and closer
all
to
that.
The West Coast. You can't move the city of Cincinnati.
I understand all of that. But
I don't think you do.
Yes, I understand geography, Chris.
I don't think you do because you're telling me they got to move the games further away.
No, what I'm saying
is... So when the Bengals play at Detroit, they should make the game be in Vancouver?
No. What I'm saying
so
is if they have a West Coast team, they have to go to the West Coast every single time to play that West Coast team.
No, that's not how that goes.
The 49ers are number five at 28,363.
That's where the rub is, ladies
Two,
and gentlemen.
Three,
we just
four,
found
five.
Out the reason he wants it changed, because the 49ers are fifth.
I don't care. Their schedule is going to be great.
They have to travel farther.
Their schedule is going to be so good, because they were so bad last year.
It's the easiest schedule, according to NFL.
Now, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, they travel a lot, because they're on the tip of the country. That's just the way it goes.
Eighth. 24,409 miles.
If you don't like it, don't sign with the Dolphins. Sign with the Bengals. Sign with the teams in the middle of the country. We talked about this yesterday with baseball travel. Tony told you that when he was at the Brewers, it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, he did.
They never had to go more than 3 hours in either direction.
Ooh, where are the Colts? Because the Colts usually travel...
Yeah, not very far because they're in
the
middle.
Wow, no, the Colts are above the Dolphins.
They have more travel.
25,000, yeah.
They must be going to Europe as well then. That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, every team's going to Europe now.
All right.
Or Brazil or Madrid.
Well, we'll get the schedule tomorrow. And, yeah, your comment that the Bengals, they need to change the rules so that they have to travel further is among your sillier comments, and you've had many over the years.
I stand by it.
They got to move Cincinnati. They darn it, they got to pick the city up and move it further away.
You get it. Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be hard to move the city because it's built along a river, and they need that river.
You've made your point with me, evidently. I understand it.
All right. Next story. We talk about memorabilia on the show a lot, and I personally don't understand memorabilia. I don't really own anything that's of note. I think it's cool if you were there for something and you experience it. And so,
so how about a ticket to prove you were there, so you can show people the ticket?
If I was
and say
there,
I was there.
Yes, I'm okay. good with
so
that.
So there's a little memorabilia.
Yeah, that's memorabilia, but it's something that I can I have a story
tangible
behind.
Proof. Right
now, Darren Revell on Twitter posted something that was auctioned off on eBay last night. They only paid $182.50 for it.
You would you before you tell me what the item is, would
Absolutely
you pay?
Not.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't do it.
The reason the item that was sold was game 1 of the 2005 World Series where the new Pope attended that game.
Oh, brother. White Sox and the Astros?
Yes.
So it's a ticket? A
it's
ticket
a
stub?
Ticket. Here it is. It's a ticket stub. It's
But the Pope's picture's not on the ticket or anything.
No, but this
stupid.
Whole thing with the Pope.
No, that's dumb.
By the way, everybody thought he was a Cubs fan.
No, he's a
Cubs
White Sox fan.
White Sox fan.
Yeah.
They even have video of him at the game.
He's a
Someone
Southsider.
Looked through those game footages to find the Pope.
And I think I'm weird because I look up old records of, you know, football teams. I don't look through photos looking for one guy in the crowd.
All right. I'll give you that, Chris.
Thank you.
The ticket value or the face value of this ticket, it says it right there, $140.
I'll tell you one thing that I would have liked to have had in memorabilia world that I don't have and I wouldn't buy because it would now be way too expensive to buy.
Okay.
When the greatest horse of all time, Secretariat, won the Triple Crown, people went that day to the Belmont in New York and bought a ticket, $2 ticket on Secretariat to win. A lot of people. He was the favorite. He was going to win. And he did. But a lot of people never cashed the ticket.
Oh.
They kept it as a memento to him winning the Triple Crown. And you could frame it with the picture of the course winning the race, and you have the ticket, which shows you were there. You're kind of a piece of history there.
How much money was this ticket worth?
$2.10, because he was such a favorite. If you bet
$2,
he would have only brought you $2.10 in return.
See, I understand that memorabilia, because you were there.
All right. So people wouldn't take the $2.10. It was worth it more to keep that as memorabilia. That I like.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. I don't
but
know how much
I agree with you.
Go for.
Just saying I have a Charger hat signed. Even having I have a Dolphin helmet that my godson gave me, signed by Jalen Waddle. It's all right. I never met Jalen Waddle. That doesn't mean that much to me, but I have it.
No, but
up there. But
you're a Dolphins fan. You didn't buy it for yourself. I can understand that. Like Tony has said before, he has signed jerseys that he has in his house from players that he used to play with or guys that he looked up to. But can you honestly say that this ticket is worth anything because a Pope attended the game? I don't think it is.
I just assume have a ticket from the Dodger game where Larry David filmed the scene from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
By the way,
I could say, hey, I was at the game Larry David was at. That would be cooler to me.
I don't think that's as cool as the Pope. But I actually heard a podcast about that recently.
Yeah, right, where they get the guy off of a crime.
Yeah, he was going to go to prison for murder because they couldn't find the actual killer, and then he was at the game. Larry David was filming. They found him in the stands, and that was his alibi as to why he was not there.
It was a pretty good alibi that he hadn't committed the crime.
Yeah,
because he was at the Dodger game.
The lawyer for the accused went and tried to get this footage, and at first they said no because it's an unreleased video, and then so he got a hold of Larry David.
Yeah, I said,
and
Larry David, come on, you can get my client out of jail and keep him from the death chamber or whatever. And
yes, the death chamber,
the gas chamber. Sorry,
I thought that was
good story. Larry's a nice guy in the end, you know, he saved the guy.
Did you know, Chris, that umpires are not allowed to have visible tattoos?
No,
so that is a rule. But
I know a lot of things about umpires, but didn't know that.
You're not allowed to have visible tattoos. Veteran umpire Scott Barry got a big old tattoo that was honoring his wife, and he had to wear sleeves for a long time because you can't see it. But now, it's okay. They're tweaking this a little bit.
Oh, they're allowing the Yankees allowing facial hair.
Exactly.
Baseball's coming around.
For the first time in league history, umpires are allowed to have arm tattoos visible above the elbow.
Okay.
So you can see a picture of him here.
Look, life changes. We all put a gut, you know, most of us that kind of adjust. I remember Dennis Rodman first played and had tattoos.
Yeah.
And everyone thought, this is the weirdest human being I've ever seen. You would not even notice Dennis Rodman anymore in the tattoo department.
No.
Every player in the league has total tattoos, and we've just come to kind of accept that as the way it goes.
I'm old enough to...
And people like it, and so good for them.
I'm old enough to have been a kid who grew up being told, if you get a tattoo, you'll never get a job. And that's not true.
We were kind of told that, yeah. That's a wives' tale, but...
It's not true.
It might have been true.
Back then, yeah. In the 80s, yeah.
It might have been true in the day that I worked at the sanitarium and checked in Phil Douglas. 1922.
Okay, yes, I agree with you on that one. But I thought this was pretty cool, and the umpires did it because his wife passed away in 2023, so he did it so that he can... She battled cancer.
Yeah. Well, he should be able to pay tribute to her,
though. Baseball's... making some small steps towards modernizing.
Things that are sensible should just be, you know, common sense should win out every now and again, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't. I got one more thing, Chris, and it is kind of ridiculous, but here are some of the names that are in college football for 2025. I came across this Instagram post.
Wait, these are players?
Players, actual players. The first one is General Booty. You know who General Booty is?
Of course I don't, unless he's leading the... sounds like he's leading some Mideastern army somewhere.
He's a quarterback for the Warhawks. I don't know what the Warhawks is, but...
What?
A Georgia look-like skill player, Nitro Tuggle.
Nitro Tuggle.
Someone from SMU, King Large.
King Large.
Oh, here's a good one.
Do these parents have any shame at all?
I don't think so. Yeah. Here's a good one from Rice. Mobility. His name is Mobility.
Yeah, those parents ought to be. You know, they ought to put a little law in that you're allowed to at least detain those parents. You maybe can't arrest them, but you at least have to detain them.
What about this one?
That's craziness.
Dude Person.
If your last name is Banks, you cannot name the kid Rob.
Rob Banks?
Yeah, it's just not... You can't do that.
Well, I'm sure someone has. Here's another one, San Jose State. Sir Bible?
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Demon Clowny? Someone named their child Demon?
Very kind.
Last one I will say is Rocky Beers is another one. So if you are watching college football, you might come across
some of those guys.
I really appreciate General Booty.
You like that?
Yeah, General Booty.
I'm glad you like it.
I'm glad I like it too, Chris. I'm glad I like it too.
All right.
That's it for the Scraby segment.
You know, there was a quarterback in the NCAA college football last year by the name of Sam Levitt.
Yes, there was.
And he made it all the way to the NCAA quarterfinal game.
Yep.
Where Arizona State lost a heartbreaker to Texas. Well, it's not the same Sam Levitt.
No.
But it is Sam Levitt nonetheless, and he's coming up next with the Padre pregame show.
Wow, look at that professional transition.
Been at it a long time, Scrape. Been at it a long time.
Sam Levitt was going to buy a Sam Levitt jersey until he realized that Sam Levitt wasn't spelled the same.
Ah, problematic, for sure.
Very problematic, yes.
All right, we're back tomorrow, regular show, because it's a night game tomorrow. It's a night game tonight, and it's coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.